Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ hu el hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Estağfurullah tevbete ve mağfirete ve hidayete en yâhâ tevvâb-ı kâhîm. Vâfı ennâ yâ kerîm, vâfı ennâ yâ kerîm, vâfı ennâ yâ kerîm. Vâhfirina bi fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melikü ya Kuddüsü ya Hâzır ya Allah. Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, hadihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyhi ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyhi ya seyyidel evveline ve rahilin. İşverena ya şefi emredin, bi rahmetike ya erhamer rahimin. Allah-u Teala ki kitab-ı rahim, evzü billahi mineşşeytan-ı rahim, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah-u Lillahi dinlen halisa sadat Allah-u Rahim. Allah-u Teala sezgin ve Kur'an-ı Kerim, now, surely, sincere obedience is due to Allah alone. At every prayer we do, we recite the Ettehiyyat. Ettehiyyat is a remembrance of the meeting of the beloved of Allah with Allahu Teala during the Miraj. Above the Sidratul Muntaha, which even Jibril alayhi salam cannot enter, when Allahu Teala saluted his beloved, السلام عليك يا أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم including السلام علينا على عباد الله الصالحين so that space that meeting with Allah تعالى where nobody had been and nobody will be except the beloved of Allah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, included those amongst us who are ibadullah al-salihin, the true, sincere servants of Allah Ta'ala. So I wish to talk about sincerity, about ikhlas today. In a hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three things protect the heart of the Muslim from kufr. One, sincerity in his effort for Allah's sake. Two, his attachment and love to the Ummah, to community of Muslims. Three, giving good counsel to others. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and please keep this hadith in mind. When Allah Ta'ala wishes good for a servant of his, he makes use of them. Ya Resulullah, said the Ashab-ı Kiram, what do you mean that Allah Teala makes use of him by making him succeed in serving those in need for Allah's sake? When Allah Ta'ala wishes good for one of us, He makes use of us. Sincerity is obviously perceivable through one's actions, through one's words. But one's thoughts and one's feelings and one's intention behind these words and actions, which may appear sincere, are invisible. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. And the one oneself should know too, if he doesn't lie himself. All morality, which is in every religion, is dependent on sincerity. If we look at the modern man today, what is his action? What is his aim? What is his ideal? His ideal is to work only for himself, for his own benefit. Usually, if not always, to the detriment of the benefit of others. But what is curious, in spite of this very selfish and disgusting behavior, he also wants, yearns for, and must have not only the benefit of his actions, but also the approval of the others. He steals and he cheats and he kills. He gets rich while others are hungry, but he wants you and me and the law itself to approve that he is doing right. And if you know, and if you are not blind, I hope, you find out that they get it too. When the president of France or Italy, even United States, commits adultery, what do the public do? What do the law do? What does the police do? What does the judge do? They laugh it off. We, Muslims, we laugh it off. We say, ha ha. Mr. Clinton slept with a, you know, little Jewish girl. Mr. Berlusconi slept with a model. What about a party of this country which soon will be in total power, works for the benefit, in addition of their own, of 1% of this country to the detriment of 99% of this country. Is that right? No. But they want the approval in addition to the wrong which they do, and they get it. They get it in the form of votes. Now we live in a world, in a century, which this kind of immorality is flagrant. It's everywhere. Now we are talking about ihlas. What is ihlas? What is sincerity? Sincerity is a secret between the servant and the master, between the Muslim and Allah Ta'ala. We talked last week about how we should have an ideal as Muslim, and our ideas should be Ibadallah, the servant of Allah Ta'ala. But you see, we have to have that quality to be truly the servant of Allah Ta'ala. Sincerity. Sincerity is the opposite of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is when I am talking to you today, if my intention was that I be known as a great alim, my intention, if it is that I be rewarded, you know, for what I am doing today, either with money or with fame, if my intention is none of those, and in fact, if my intention is absolutely against all those benefits of recognition or thankfulness, or medallions, or being mentioned in the New York Times, if I am just doing it for Allah's sake, and I do not even recognize it, that I am doing it for Allah's sake, and I do not expect any reward, neither in this world, nor in the hereafter, for that what I am doing for Allah's sake, now that would be sincerity. Someone asked Sahil Ibn Abdullah, what sin is the hardest on one's ego? Answer: ihlas, sincerity, is hardest on one's nafsi ammara. Because he has no share in it whatsoever. You do it in obedience to Allah Ta'ala, not care what people think. You yourself forget the good you do, It is said, Ihlas is a secret between Allah Ta'ala and His servant. The angels on our shoulders who record our good deeds and our sins even are not aware of it. The Shaitan Alain is not even aware of it, so that he cannot corrupt it. Our nafsi ammara, our ego, does not know it, and he is unable to stop it. Intention in our religion is of the greatest importance. When you fast during the Ramadan, before you start fasting the day, you have to make your intention. If you forget to make your intention, your fast does not help. When you make your prayers 5 times a day, you make your intentions. If you don't do it, it is not accepted. When you take ablution, you make your intention, and if you don't do it, it is not accepted. Therefore, any action, because Islam is not only while we are doing our prayers or fasting during the Ramadan, Islam is living it. So every action, every word which you say has to have an intention. Exactly the same way as you make an intention when you are making your prayer. What do we say? I am going to make the morning prayer for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I am going to do this or that. I am going to say this or that. Even I am going to think this and that and feel this and that for the sake and in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Without any consideration of the police, of the human justice, of the IRS, you know, of Mr. Obama, or my mother, or my father, or my wife, or my children, or the approval of anybody, seeking only the approval who made me, who feeds me, who keeps me alive, and who will one day take me to Himself and put me whether in the warm place or in the nice place, not even thinking about that is ibadallah, what ihlas is. Ya Rabbi, you have created us with an ability to see, to hear, to taste, to touch, with an ability to think and evaluate. And you have given us clear indications and instructions, both in writing and with the example of the one who you have sent as your mercy upon the universe, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rab, you have also created us with a conscience. We have no excuse whatsoever to do wrong. Yet, day after day, moment after moment, most of the time heedlessly and in sleep, unconsciously, we keep doing things against your instructions. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Have mercy upon all humankind.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, we ask you one thing, only one thing. Wake us up from the sleep of
heedlessness.
Amen. Amen. From the day that we stepped on the face of this planet till the day that we are going to go to our graves, every second of our lives, Ya Rab, you have given us all what we needed even before we knew that we needed. But your greatest gift is that you have blessed us with Iman, you have blessed us with Ihsan, you have blessed us with Islam, and you have sent your beloved Khairul Halikin, the best of the creation, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our Murshid, as our example, our teacher, as the living Quran, as our protector in this world and in the hereafter. Ya Rabbi, for all those gifts, unworthy that we are to any of it, you have found us, thanked us. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. And sometimes, seldom, not often, to know our obedience to you, our faith to you, our love for you. Not you, but so that we know ourselves. For you know everything, O Lord. You test us with little pain, with little sickness, with little poverty, with little hunger. And you praise patience, saying that it's the key to paradise. Saying that you are side by side with the one who shows patience. We never show patience. We complain about you, O Lord. We complain about the weather. We complain about our sickness. We complain about our pain and our hunger. We complain to our doctors, to our lawyers. Oh Lord, shame on us. Ya Rabbi, show us the real reality. Give us the ability to show patience and count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Wahid, Ya Had, you ask us to be together. You ask us to hold on the rope of Islam and on the rope of Quran al-Kareem. You ask us not to separate each other from each other. Your beloved said that the Muslims are brothers to each other, that his Ummah is but one nation. And if we do not love each other for your sake, our Iman is incomplete. There are more than 1.5 billion on the face of this earth. We call ourselves Muslims, but we don't love each other. We don't take care of each other. We don't cooperate with each other. On the contrary, we hate each other. We kill each other. Woe to us. How are we ever going to pay in punishment of all those things which we do? But Ya Rab, only yesterday we were together. We were one single body, the whole of Ummati Muhammad. We had the wisdom, we had the beauty, we had the achievement, we had the strength that the whole world appreciated us and loved us, and feared us, and copied us. Only yesterday, when we were together, Ya Rab, bring back the wahdat, the unity amongst the Ummat of Muhammad. Bring back the beauty and the wisdom and the strength and the knowledge of the Ummat of Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, bring back the wahdat, the unity of Ummat Muhammad. Ameen. We do not take any sin. Shahar Yasin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Bakr al-Bayawan. Mataqab al-Asaran. Bashar al-Jilidan. Bashar al-Sakadan. Bashalik baruhahu al-Wahan. Bashalik baruhahu al-Wahan. Bashalik baruhahu al-Wahan. Bashalik baruhahu al وزل الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.